Animated feature movies aren't just from Hollywood. Japanese animation already has made its mark in the United States. A new full-length animated movie from France has arrived. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan praises The Triplets of Belleville.
The Triplets of Belleville delights in its uninhibited imagination. Creative and outlandish, this 80-minute French treat takes us into a world that can barely be described. Writer and director Sylvain Chomet is fearless. He's come up with a wacky plot involving a Tour de France cyclist with a nose like that on the Concorde and thighs like watermelons. He gets kidnapped by the French mafia and taken to North America. The cyclist's indomitable, club-footed grandmother conspires with the aged singing group that gives the film its name to try to get him back. Singing Belleville, rendezvous. In an age of cultural timidity, filmmaker Chomet takes pleasure in dealing in caricature and cliches about nationality. His French people love eating frogs. And the North American residents of the imaginary city of Belleville are absolutely gigantic. That includes a hefty Statue of Liberty, who's put away way too many burgers. But all of this is done with so much cleverness and so little malice that it's impossible to do anything but smile. Belleville's unexpected references and zany visuals are equally successful. Whether it's a fleet of humble Citroën deux chevaux miraculously transformed into stretch limos, or a maitre d' so obsequious that he practically becomes a pretzel as he bows and scrapes before a table of French mobsters, these deft touches allow for no resistance. In this day of super chatty animation, Belleville has almost no dialogue. So if you're afraid of subtitles, you can relax. But the film is anything but silent. Belleville's soundtrack is filled with an antic collection of noises and an eclectic musical score that shifts moods at will. The Triplets of Belleville may be animated, but it is also the product of an artistic vision every bit as rigorous as any lofty Cannes Prize winner. It's also one of the best movies I've seen this year. Just hearing about a film this fast, funny, and unexpected isn't enough. It demands to be seen. So go see it.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.